Hello, Nick. Good morning. How are you doing today?
Hello, Mawson. Good morning. I'm fine. How are you?
I'm okay. So, I know you are very busy with war at the moment. Yesterday, you announced a tour in UK.
Yeah.
And I know very soon you are going to release your new album. We don't know the title yet. So, do you like to tell me about Wolf is Soft?
Yeah, well, I don't remember exactly, but very soon, I think the next week or something, there's gonna be some official news about the album and everything. But if you see the tour ads, I think you get a good hint about the album title. So we have released the UK dates now. There are more dates coming.
Ah.
We are having some dates in Europe. Also, we are going to Norway soon and have a festival gig in Sweden this summer.
Yeah.
And, well, the rest of the world, we're working on that. But UK and continental Europe is the main focus right now.
Hope you will add a show in Sheffield because Alison was disappointed last night.
Yeah. I can understand.
Yeah.
We want to go there, and we want to go, you know, have more UK dates, but I think we're going back to the UK, because that's kind of our second home, so we do this tour first, and hopefully come back pretty soon.
Yeah.
And do more dates and bigger venues.
Mm-hmm. So can you tell me a little more about the upcoming album?
Well, I think it's a natural progression from the previous albums, you know, Legions of Bastards and Ravenous and The Black Flame, if you like those albums.
Mm-hmm. I do.
Yeah.
Well, as you know, we at Metal Shock Finland will organize a big tribute to Richie Blackmore. So would you tell me your thoughts about him and his career in general?
Yeah, you know, he's just, to me, just one of the original guitarists, you know.
Yeah.
You can hear him when you just hear two notes and you instantly know that's Richie Blackmore playing.
Mm-hmm.
And not many guitarists can do that. He's not the most technical guitarist in the world, but it doesn't matter, you know. Every note has something to say, and it's kind of magical, you know.
Exactly.
So that's why I consider him one of the best guitarists who ever lived.
Mm-hmm. Don't you think rock and metal music would be different today if Richie hadn't picked up a guitar?
I don't know. Probably someone else had done something that had inspired well, but he certainly had a really huge impact on guitarists.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like Yngwie Malmsteen, for instance, there's not many guitarists that he considered to be his inspiration, but Richie Blackmore is certainly one of those.
Yeah, you know, yesterday I had a chat with Wolf Hoffman, and I asked the same question. He said, how can you imagine us without a smoke on the water? You know, so he mentioned this track as a historical song, you know, which build the future.
Yeah, it's absolutely, you know, the foundation of rock and heavy metal. He was one of the pioneer guitarists, you know, that really formed the genre. So his impact can't be underestimated.
Can you tell me if you learned anything from him as a guitarist and musician?
Well, one thing I learned, it's a kind of a weird story, but I also I love Richie Blackmore, and also Adrian Smith is one of my favorite guitarists.
Yeah?
And I work with Roy Z on an album. He's also a very good guitarist, and when I worked with Roy Z, he had met and worked with many of my favorite musicians, so I asked him a lot of questions, and I asked, you know, what's Adrian Smith's approach to guitar soloing and everything, because he's one of my favorite musicians, and he said that Adrian is just, you know, trying to do what Richie Blackmore did, and every note in a solo never stops and ends on, you know, on exactly on the bar. you know, in the rhythm. It's always slightly, you know, floating above the rhythm. And that made me feel very good because I also do that, but I thought, you know, I felt like I'm doing it wrong. I have to practice more. But that made me realize that I did the right thing, you know.
Yeah.
We're playing an instrument. We're not supposed to sound like robots because it makes the music boring. And when he told me that Adrian got that from Richie Blackmore, I felt like, yeah, I felt good about my own guitar playing, you know.
Yeah, I see. Okay, what's your favorite work by Richie, and why?
I think it's Rainbow Rising.
Yeah?
There's two very epical long songs on that album. I can't remember the names right now because my brain is fucked up, but the solos, it's so atmospheric, and the voice of Ronnie James Dio and Richie's guitar and songwriting is just pure magic.
Yeah, don't you think so? It was a legendary lineup, you know, Ronnie James Dio and Richie Blackmore together, and it won't happen again, unfortunately.
Yeah, it had been fantastic, and I know that, you know, people were talking about that, but I don't think it was likely to happen because Richie had kind of moved on from the rock music and doing his new thing now, and Ronnie, well, they, you know, grown apart or something, and now Ronnie's dead, unfortunately, but that would be pure magic, but I'm glad I got to see Ronnie James Dio with Black Sabbath, and it was also magic.
Yeah. Okay, have you ever covered any of his songs?
No. Well, except, yeah, you know, when we started the band, we did a lot of covers just because the fun of it, and we played a lot of Deep Purple.
Mm-hmm.
But I have never tried to imitate Richie Blackmore, just, you know, be inspired by his stuff and trying to make, you know, try to play the guitars he wrote on the songs, but I never try to imitate him, you know, because it's impossible and I don't feel like I'm that kind of guy. I wouldn't waste my time on it. You can try it just to learn and be a better guitarist, but it would be ridiculous to even attempt to sound like Richie Blackmore. He, you know, they say that the guitar sound is in your hands, and that's very true. And to sound like him, it's just one man in the world who can do it, and that's him.
Okay, would you like to leave a message for people listening?
Keep listening to Richie Blackmore's awesome stuff, old and new, and look out for the new album coming in the fall by Wolf.
Yeah, it's really great that you appreciate his work, and you know, I think it's important for all of us to appreciate the older musicians, artists.
Absolutely, they. I mean, where we are today in the music, and you know, all the musicians, the guys, the old guys, they formed the music scene as we know it today. So honor them and, you know, give them credit.
Exactly. Okay, thank you so much, Nick, for accepting my request.
Thank you.